الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, A Heart at Peace. A silsila in which we discuss the concept of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, which truly is the means of tranquility and comfort for the hearts of the believers. In previous episodes, we've looked at how the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal leads to the contentment of the heart. And we've looked at in detail, in the light of the Holy Quran and the Ahadith, about the virtues and the blessings that lay in store for those who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episodes, we'll be sharing some more inspiring narrations about dhikr, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. To begin with, as is our routine, we will share a virtue and a blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak, reciting peace and blessings, reciting salawat, upon the comfort and coolness to our eyes, the one in whom our hope for salvation lies, the one who is the owner and distributor of paradise, who on the night of Mi'raj journeyed beyond the seven skies, whose blessed face is more beautiful than the sunrise, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported that a great sahabi, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala, he said in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Inni ukthiru salata alayk. Indeed, I recite Durood Sharif abundantly upon you. Fakam aj'alu laka min salati. So how much of my daily recitations should I dedicate for reciting Durood Pak, for reciting peace and blessings upon you? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, Ma shi'ta. However much you wish. He radiyallahu anhu replied, Qala, he said, Qultu ar-rubu'u. He said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will dedicate a quarter of my daily recitation to reciting Durood-e-Pak, peace and blessings upon you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ma shi'ta, fa in zitta fa huwa khairun lak. As you wish, but if you increase it, then that will be better for you. Now Sayyidina Ubay radiyallahu anhu, this time, increased it. And now he said, Qultu an-nisf. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will increase it and I will dedicate a half of my daily recitations to reciting peace and blessings upon you. The beloved Prophet ﷺ replied with the same reply that he gave before. The beloved ﷺ said, مَا شِئْتَ فَإِن زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. As you wish, but if you increased it, it would be better for you. SubhanAllah. Look at the beautiful reply and the way the beloved Prophet ﷺ was encouraging him. Then Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu anhu increased it further, and this time he said, فَالثُّلُثَيْنِ. This time he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will dedicate 2/3 of my time to reciting peace and blessings upon you. Again, the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged him to increase it further by saying, مَا شِئْتَ, as you wish. فَإِن زِدَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. But if you increase it even more, then that would be better for you. Now, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu this time now said, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will dedicate all of the time I spend in my daily recitations in reciting Durood-e-Pak, peace and blessings upon you. Now the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, O Ubay, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. O Ubay, if you do so, if you spend all of the time that you have dedicated in your daily recitation in reciting Durood-e-Pak upon me, then this will be sufficient for all of your worries, and your sins will be forgiven because of this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving back to our topic, the silsila, A Heart at Peace, in which we discuss the topic of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah azza wa jal, in today's episode, we'll be talking about various different things related to dhikr. For example, we'll be talking about the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which talk about the one who performs dhikr, the one who is a dhakir, the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in an environment where everybody else is heedless of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and what the special virtues are for such a person. We'll also be looking at the reward that lies in wait in the hereafter and at the time of death for the person who is a dhakir, for the person who remains engaged in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned the praise of dhikr in various different ways in the ahadith. In one beautiful narration in Jami' Tirmidhi, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have replied to a question posed to him by an individual. What was that question? The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked a question by the man who said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna shara'i' al-Islami kad kathurat. O beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, the rulings of Islam have indeed become abundant. They have become abundant upon me. فَأَخْبِرْنِي بِشَيْءٍ أَتَشَبَّثُ بِهِ. So inform me of something that I can hold to steadfastly. Inform me of something simple which I can stick to and perform that deed on a regular basis, consistently, with steadfastness. The beloved Prophet ﷺ gave him a reply to this question. And the commentators mention that this was a question about Nawafil. And this was a question about the rulings and the laws of Islam. Because it's not fard, ayn, it's not a personal obligation upon every single individual Muslim to learn all of the rulings of Islam, to learn the extensive rulings of Islam. Rather, it is fard ayn, it is a personal obligation on every individual Muslim to study those aspects of knowledge which are necessary upon him at that time. That which we know as fard ulum, necessary knowledge. But becoming a complete scholar, becoming an alim, this is fard alal kifaya. This is an obligation upon the community. This is a communal obligation, such that some individuals from the community should be chosen and selected and dedicated for this field, for studying the deen extensively, for learning the extensive and detailed rulings of Islam. And the other Muslims, along with learning their fard ulum, not neglecting that knowledge which is fard upon them, they should adopt other professions so that the Muslim community can be boosted. So this question was regarding Nawafil. This question was regarding the extensive rulings of Islam, learning all of the rulings and all of the ahkam and the detailed, intricate rulings and laws of the Sharia. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said to him, a simple thing that he should stay steadfast to, which would lead to his success. The beloved Nabi ﷺ said, and this is a beautiful piece of advice for all of our viewers on Madani channel, coming from the source of guidance, our beloved Nabi ﷺ. He said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Your tongue should remain continuous, should continuously remain moist in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Furthermore, looking at the virtues of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, somebody may have this waswasa, that in those times it was easy to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, because everybody in that society was pious. But nowadays, in the society that we live in the environment that we find ourselves in, especially for the youth, those who go to work, to college, to university, the company that they find themselves in, the materialistic society that we live in, it's not conducive to the performance of dhikr. Those around us seem to be heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So how can we in this day and age adopt this quality, adopt this attribute, and remain constantly engaged in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Make our tongue remain continuously moist in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's impossible. Somebody might ask this question. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago approximately, has already inspired us by giving us a beautiful answer to this question. Subhanallah. By mentioning and revealing specific virtues, specific rewards for those individuals who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in such a state that all of those around them are heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the authority of Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, said, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يَقُولُ ذاكر الله في الغافلين كالمقاتل خلف الفارين. He said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam كَانَ يَقُولُ, he would continuously say. This is the continuous past tense that is being used. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would continuously say what? ذاكر الله في الغافلين كالمقاتل خلف الفارين. That the one who remembers Allah in the midst, amongst those who are heedless of Allah Azza wa Jal, who are heedless from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, is like the warrior, is like the one who battles in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, amongst those cowards who flee and run away from the battlefield. Subhanallah. Such an amazing example. And if we delve further in the light of the commentaries into this beautiful example given by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will understand the significance that it holds. If you imagine a scene that is a battlefield and two armies are fighting each other, and imagine that in one army, the majority of the warriors who were sent to fight against the enemy, because of cowardice, because of being afraid, they have turned on their heels and run away from the battlefield. But in the midst of those cowards who are running away from the battlefield, there is one individual, one brave and strong individual, who remains firm upon the reason why he is there, who remains firm upon fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and who battles on bravely. The warrior who battles on bravely despite the fact that all those around him are turning away and running away from the battlefield. It's as if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that those who are heedless of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in society, those who do not remember Allah Azza wa Jal, those individuals are running away. They are cowards. And in this cowardice, they are running away from the duty of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in their midst, the warrior, that strong and brave individual who battles on bravely, continuing to perform dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, even in an environment when those around him are not performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is like that warrior in the battlefield, that brave man in the battlefield who continues to fight on, who continues to fight against the enemy, even when those around him are running away from the battlefield, are running away because of their cowardice. Subhanallah. What a beautiful example by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give us inspiration in this time of fitna, in this time of tribulation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you find yourself in a situation when those around you are indulged in sin rather than engaging in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, be firm and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember these statements of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Focus on the hereafter and remember that by being a dhakir, by being the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in the midst of those who are heedless, you are like that warrior, that brave man who fights on despite others around him running away from the battlefield. The hadith doesn't stop there. The beloved Prophet ﷺ continues and gives another example. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful example. Such wisdom. He says, وَذَاكِرُ اللَّهِ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ كَغُصْنٍ أَخْضَرَ فِي شَجَرٍ يَابِسٍ. He says that the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal amongst those who are ghafil, amongst those who are heedless, is like a green branch on a tree that is withered away. Just like if you have a tree with many branches, and all of those branches have withered away, but within that tree, there is only one branch which is green. In the same way, the one who performs the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the midst, amongst those who are heedless of the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, this is the example that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. And as our pious predecessors have mentioned, the most beneficial of actions are those which are the most difficult. So if you are in a situation where everybody around you is performing dhikr, everybody around you is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody around you is steadfast on their 5 daily salah, is punctual in their salah, and you too are punctual in your salah, you too are remembering Allah azza wa jal, then of course this is a very virtuous deed. This is a very blessed deed. This is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. But it is not as rewarding or as virtuous as the one who is fighting against the society that he is in, as the one who is faced with a situation in which all of those around him are heedless of the dhikr of Allah, but still he remains steadfast due to the strength of his iman and continues being engaged in the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. أفضل الأعمال أحمزها. The most virtuous of deeds is the one which is the most difficult. And in the hereafter, we will truly realize the value of those deeds which were performed in difficult circumstances. Our pious predecessors used to say that on the Day of Judgment, when the mizan is set up, the scales of the deeds of mankind is set up, when the deeds of people are weighed, the heaviest deeds, the deeds which will weigh the heaviest on those scales on the Day of Judgment, will be those deeds which were the most difficult in the world. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gave another example in another hadith. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْشَجَرَةِ الْخَضْرَاءِ فِي وَسَطِ الشَّجَرِ وَذَاكِرِ اللَّهِ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُظْلِمٍ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the example of a green tree in the middle of a garden, and the example of the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal amongst, in the midst of those who are heedless, is like the lamp which lights up a dark house, which enlightens a dark house. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the example of a green tree, a tree that's blossomed, a tree which has leaves and fruit upon it, the example of such a blossom tree amongst a garden of trees, and the example of the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal amongst those who are heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, is like a lamp that illuminates and enlightens a dark house. Subhanallah. Just as, and the commentators state, in particular, in Mir'at, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmed Jarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that just as a gardener has special affection for the tree which blossoms the most from amongst the trees that he has planted, if he plants a whole garden of trees, and amongst that garden of trees, there is one tree which blossoms, and one tree which is especially green, then that gardener has special affection for that particular tree. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bila tashbih and bila tamthil, without any comparison, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the creation, and nothing can be compared to Him. But just to help us to understand, the commentators explain that just like the gardener has special affection for the green and blossoming tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is especially pleased with that individual who performs his dhikr. The one who performs the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other example that's mentioned here, subhanallah, and from these ahadith we also learn the wisdom of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining with worldly examples, how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would educate the ummah using these examples. Subhanallah, he says that the example of the one who remembers Allah azza wa jal, the dhakir, the one who is engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst those who are heedless, amongst those who are ghafil, amongst those who do not perform the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, is like a lamp that brings light to a dark house. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful and effective example. The beloved Prophet ﷺ is explaining that the dhakir, because his heart is enlightened with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he does not just enlighten and illuminate himself, but his light and his illumination illuminates the whole house. Subhanallah. And the wisdom of our beloved Prophet ﷺ is a gift that he was bestowed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alihi Rahmatul Rahman, says in his Salatu Salam, he says, Woh dahan, jiski har baat vahiyya khuda, Woh dahan, jiski har baat vahiyya khuda, chashmai ilmu hikmat pe lakun salam. He says, that may thousands and countless salutations and peace be upon that blessed mouth, that blessed tongue, whose every word is a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that which is a fountain of knowledge and wisdom. Subhanallah. And we can see the effects of this fountain of knowledge and wisdom, that these examples given approximately 1400 years ago still being so relevant to our society today. In this example that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, we also learn a lesson. A lesson for our viewers of Madani Channel to focus and reflect upon. You know, when somebody a young Muslim reflects upon the purpose of his life, when a young Muslim wants to start practicing his deen, when a young Muslim wants to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he starts to perform his salah, when he wants to start acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, sometimes what happens, if he is from a background which is not so religious, if he is from a family where the members of that family are not so religious, sometimes rather than encouraging that young Muslim, rather than encouraging the one who is getting closer to his deen, whose attachment to his deen, to his religion, is getting stronger, rather than encouraging him, sometimes what happens is, the family members of that individual start to discourage him. Sometimes what happens is that people start saying to that individual, that you know, you're young yet, you're still young. You don't need to start performing salah yet. You know, you're young yet. Why are you involving yourself in praying 5 times a day already? When you grow older, you can go and perform hajj. After you perform hajj, you can come back, and then you can become pious. You can spend all of your time in the masjid, but right now you're young. You should focus on your career, you should focus on your studies. You know, how will you get married? How will any proposals come for you if you start acting upon the deen so much? And these are the ways that some people are discouraged. And from this hadith, we learn that those who are discouraging such individuals are not only causing harm to the person who they're discouraging, but they're also causing harm to themselves. They need to reflect upon the fact that the blessings that are descending in their home, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing them, might be because of that one individual in their home who has become more inclined to the deen of Allah azza wa jal, who has started to practice the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's a story from the seerah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there were two brothers. And these two brothers, it's narrated about them that one of them would work in the fields. One of them was a laborer. And he was responsible for the sustenance of the household, for looking after the household, for making ends meet. Now it states that his other brother would not help him in his work, would not help him in his trade, would not help him in his labor, would rather he would go to the beloved Prophet ﷺ and spend day and night in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to gain knowledge of Islam, to gain the wisdom of Islam, to gain ilm, to gain sacred knowledge. And it states that the brother who was a laborer, he came and complained in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said that my brother, he doesn't help me in my labor, he doesn't help me in my profession, and he has placed the entire burden of looking after the household upon my shoulders. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, please explain to him that he should help me, rather than spending all of his time in your court, spending all of his time in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, spending all of his time learning sacred knowledge, he should also help me as well in my work. Subhanallah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave such a beautiful reply, and this reply, inshaAllah azza wa jal, will remove many of the evil whispers, or many of the issues and the disputes that happen in households as I've described. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it might well be that you are only being given sustenance, you are only being blessed with rizq due to the virtue of your brother coming and learning the knowledge of Islam, due to your brother coming spending time in my court, due to your brother coming and spending time in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. It might be due to the blessings of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy upon you and increases your sustenance and makes it easy for you to fulfill the needs of your family. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if anybody out there, if any of the viewers of Madani Channel have this situation in their home where somebody wants to become pious, somebody wants to attend gatherings of knowledge, somebody wants to remain engrossed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't discourage them. Rather encourage them. Rather praise them for what they are doing. Give them further encouragement. In fact, join them in what they are doing. Help them, assist them physically by partaking in this gathering, by partaking in these good deeds with them yourself. InshaAllah azza wa jal, if we do this, we'll see that not only will our household become an environment of peace and tranquility, not only will this create more love between the members of the family, but also this will lead to our success in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep tuned to the silsila, A Heart at Peace, discussing the concept of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In future episodes, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing the harms of not performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The harms of a person having a heedless heart, a heart that is filled with hardness. We'll also be looking at the various types of dhikr, and we'll be moving on to discuss the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how a person can gain closeness to his creator. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all a tongue which performs his dhikr and a heart which is grateful to him. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.